This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. If you ever want to check us out, we are located at the corner of 135 and Fairview. So we're on the very north side of Greenwood, Indiana. You can check out our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. We are now pretty active on social media as well. So we have an Instagram page, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, as well as our Facebook page. So we're always keeping you up to date on the most recent events that we have, what's going on in the office. Just it's a really great platform to be able to educate people. Today we're talking about the gut. Now, a lot of the times when I say gut, people are like, what does that mean? And we're talking about the digestive system. It's easier just to say gut. We're talking about your gut because there's many different pieces. It's not just the small intestines. It's not just the large intestines. We're not talking about mobility, motility, absorption. We're talking about all of it. And that's kind of what falls under the realm of gut. Most people don't realize that your gut is considered your second brain. It's so important. So we're having an event in the office. It's called Gut Check. Gut Check is on December 18th. It is in our office at 6:30. So if you or anyone you know have constipation, diarrhea, a little bit of both, any immune system problems, autoimmune disease, brain fog, anxiety, depression, we're going to go through a little bit more of what your gut has to do with your overall body in terms of health. It's so incredibly important. But again, that gut check, it's a free event in the office, but you do have to register because seating will be limited. So it is Monday, December 18th. It is at 6:30. It's at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. You can register online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, or you can give the office a call and let us know how many seats to reserve for you. So before we get into gut, let's get into some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News, comes from Forbes. Talks about CVS turns healthcare upside down by buying insurer Aetna for $69 billion. My husband read me this story this past week, and he said, Aetna. And I'm like, so I'm not really paying attention to him because I'm like, oh, what? I don't know what you're talking about. Because he reads the news all the time. Aetna. And I'm like, CVS buys Aetna? I'm like, maybe it's just like a company I've never heard of. And then about 4 or 5 minutes into his reading this article, I'm like, are you talking about Aetna? And he was like, I don't know. He doesn't know anything about healthcare. I don't know anything about. Oh, my gosh. And so I was like, I need you to say this story one more time. Because I wasn't listening at all. So CVS turns healthcare upside down by buying insurer Aetna for $69 billion. So if you didn't look, we all know what CVS is, right? It's a local pharmacy, the drugstore, mostly retail outlets. I actually was reading a lot of articles about this. And they were more specifically talking about how with Amazon entering in the marketplace, that Walgreens, CVS, a lot of the local drug stores are going out of business because people are using Amazon instead. So the company has had shrinking retail sales and increased competition over the last several years. So a lot of people said, you know, hey, if they don't start shaking it up, then they're going to be the new Blockbuster because of Amazon. So CVS has 9,700 pharmacies, so about 10,000, and 1,000 Minute Clinics. So they say acquiring Aetna adds new services and powerful data that allow CVS to greater control overall patient flow. So the idea and CVS's own explanation, it says, this is integrated financing and delivering, but in pharmacies, not clinics or hospitals. And they talk about how they think it's revolutionary. The dream is that CVS Aetna will send patients to CVS Pharmacy, many of which already have minute clinics that can provide basic medical care instead of more expensive doctor's offices or emergency rooms, and that CVS will do a better job keeping track of high-risk patients than Aetna does now. The best argument for this vision is perhaps CVS's initiative to reduce the prescribing of opioids. So this idea that the physical store and human worker could improve healthcare outcomes and save money overturns the usual assumptions about the digital revolution. But all of that can be true, but it talks about the cynics argument. Well, okay, so they talk about there's another way to justify this big expensive deal that leaves the purchaser laden with debt. It needed to buy something because it knew that its existing business was overvalued. So over the past 2 years, CVS shares have fallen 21%, while Aetna shares have risen 67%. What if CVS basically agreed with the market that the insurance business, despite the pressures created by problems created by the Affordable Care Act, is doing well, but the drug, retail, and pharmacy business is going to struggle? CVS is still bigger than Aetna, and Aetna already felt its need to expand. This is, again, I was doing some reading about this only because I'm just like, I just feel like it's dirty. I can't necessarily tell you why. I don't know the politics behind it. You see what they're trying to do, but you have a pharmaceutical, you know, CVS works with, is a pharmacy, buys out an insurance company. And I'm like, And it brought me back. Well, I was reading an article about how there were tons of mergers that tried to happen before and were actually stopped by the government. It was talking about like Obamacare, when Blue Cross and Anthem tried to buy Aetna, and Aetna tried to buy Humana and all of these things, but they'd stopped it because it was a lot of tax inversion. And it was, I don't know, there's something about this. So is CVS, are they looking like an insurance company? Do they really need this for business? What are they doing behind the scenes? That I just feel like when I heard about this, I'm like, something feels dirty. It feels maniacal. It just, to me, all I can think about is that I feel like this is bad. Right? And there's times that I'm like, okay, let me give you all of the stats and all of the facts about why this is great and why this is wrong, right? I really pride myself on giving you research, research that's quality research, not garbage research, giving you the stats, not just my opinion. And this is one that is kind of more my opinion. So it feels a little bit odd, but I can tell you that when I look at this overall, something's not right here. Something feels dirty. Something feels wrong. The fact that with CVS, right, a pharmacy is going to turn healthcare upside down. How? By teaming up with an insurance company? you think, and then there, you know, in one of the articles, it talks about, you know what, CVS, this pharmacy is going to be able to monitor patient flow better. Like, why is a pharmacy doing that? Why aren't doctor's offices doing that? Why aren't hospitals doing it? Because they've teamed up with Aetna, but now Aetna is with this pharmacy and this is going to revolutionize healthcare? Come on. I don't know. It's just, it's one of those times that I might eat my words and it might be great, but I just don't think so. I have a feeling I'm going to have to sit back, cross my arms, and just wait for something to explode. And I hope I'm not right, but I just have a bad feeling about this. CVS and Aetna, pharmacy and insurance companies in bed together. It's just food for thought. Sit on it, stir on it, see what you think. Now, when we come back, do you have constant brain fog? Can that actually have to deal with your gut? Can. I'll tell you why next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Ooh, frolic and play the Eskimo way. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Guts. That's what we're talking about today. A healthy gut means a healthy brain. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or check out our Facebook page, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. We have an event coming up in the office. So I thought, what better than to tease this event with a radio segment? So we actually have Gut Check coming up in the office. So Gut Check, we are talking obviously about the gut, and most people think of the gut just as digestive issue problems, right? If you have constipation, if you have diarrhea, if you have aches and pains in your belly, most people don't realize what the gut has to do. It's so interesting. So I started taking classes again through FMU. It's Functional Medicine University. So it's online schooling. I had a conversation a couple weeks ago with my brother-in-law, and he's going back for his MBA. And I was like, crazy, I decided to go back and take classes too. And he says, I hate my classes. He's like, I am only doing it because in order for me to advance my career, I need to have this MBA. Classes aren't fun to me. It just the overall outcome is what's going to really move me forward. And I thought, huh. I'm like, okay. He's like, what about you? You just hate classes? And I'm like, actually, I really don't have any reason to take classes. I'm taking them because I find them interesting, because I really like them. And I mean, I own my office. You know, is it going to advance my career? No, we have other doctors in the office that we go through, but I'm the doctor in the office. It's my office. I own it. I'm not going to advance any, like I can maybe put the CEO on my title, but I'm already that, right? You know what it's going to do? It's going to make me a better doctor. And I think that's the cool part, is that my desire to always keep learning about the human body. Anyways, I tell you that because I'm on the second module right now, and it talks about GI health, gut health. And so I'm going through a course right now that talks about gut health and autoimmunity. So it's incredibly intriguing. But, you know, it talks about gluten intolerance and zonulin and, you know, all these things that some people think they know so much about the gut, and they really don't. You know, it always blows my mind that we own these systems. It is your gut. It is your brain. It is your heart. It is your lungs. You own your body. That body is yours. You know, and the average person has zero idea how it works. Zero. You have no idea about intestinal absorption, which is fine because there's tons of things that I own a bank account and I'm pretty sure that someone knows how that whole system runs better than I do, right? For example. But I feel like I treat my bank account well. I try to, at least, right? I don't overdraft. I pay my people the money that when my bills are due. But people don't take care of their bodies. And I don't know if it's because a lack of desire, a lack of knowledge, but that's something that I want to be able to share that knowledge if you want to hear it. So we talk about gut health. So the gut is considered the second brain. Conventional medicine views the body in systems, in distinct, separate systems, right? And so often we don't look at the body as a whole in our modern allopathic medicine. But your gastrointestinal tract is incredibly, it's tied to the brain more than you'll ever know. This has a lot to do because about 90 to 95% of our serotonin, so 90 to 95% of our serotonin, serotonin is one of the neurotransmitters responsible for regulating your mood, is actually made in our gut. So a deficiency in serotonin can cause depression. It can cause anxiety. So in fact, a lot of the antidepressants, majority of them actually, work by blocking the brain's serotonin receptors, freeing up more of the chemical to remain present in the brain. Serotonin and other vital neurotransmitters travel from the gut to the brain via the vagus nerve, which is the longest nerve that emerges directly from the base of the brainstem. It's the 10th cranial nerve, right? It's part of your autonomic nervous system. So we talk a lot about the vagus nerve in our office and what it has to do because it comes out of the very, 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 very top. So chemical signals can travel both from the gut to the brain and vice versa. So those with gastrointestinal symptoms are at a higher risk of mood imbalances, anxiety, depression. So same thing when you look. Oftentimes when your gut is having to work overtime, this is where you see a lot of psychological complaints, people that the general population will suffer with. Brain fog, mood swings, concentration are often rooted in neurotransmitter imbalances that begin in the gut, right? So, you know, you got to look as a whole. You have to look at the human body as a whole. Although we are made up of individual pieces, you think about you can't function without those, right? When we talk about this well-oiled machine, you can't take out one component and think that the rest is going to work just fine, right? We do that with the gallbladder a lot. We take out the gallbladder and expect all the other systems to work fine. And you're like, it was there for a purpose. And although for some people, it might not be working at its 100% potential, it was there. Our bodies were designed to work synergistically. There's something called homeostasis, right? Homeostasis is the body's desire to always be functioning at 100% potential. You are always there. You always have the potential. But now say something's going on in the gut and you're not able to work. It's not able to work properly, right? So we're trying to treat anxiety, depression, brain fog, mood swings. We don't treat them in the office. I'm talking about medical doctors, right? But as a society, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to treat these symptoms. But it might be something as simple as, what does your gut look like, right? If you have any of those, how many times has a doctor said, I wonder what your gut looks like? And there are tests that you can do. They're tests specifically that we do in the office. We will talk a little bit more about those specific tests at our gut check, which is December 18th. It's at 6:30. It's in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So it's 100% free. So if you're someone who says, hey, I love to learn and I want to be able to apply easy principles to my life to make massive changes in my health, that's definitely the place that you want to be. So now, there are several different causes that can disrupt the gut. So we're going to talk about a couple causes, but what about leaky gut? Have you heard that phrase? What is it? I'll tell you next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
I have to say no, no, no.
Mind if I move in?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I love this season. Christmas is almost here. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. It's such a good season. You get to see all the lights. If you stay away from general areas of large crowds shopping, the mall, people are lovely and they're excited for the holidays. And so this is my first year with a baby. And, you know, holidays are always fun. I love spending time with family over the holidays. But it just, it's a little bit different this year. And if you have kids, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's just, I have never embraced someone less excited to see me and more excited to see another human. But it's just so great. Just, it's so exciting. It just, yeah, it's one of my most favorite times of the year. So I love it. Now, back to gut. My little nostalgia point. Leaky gut. So I will tell you that leaky gut is, more of a mainstream topic now. But leaky gut is not new. I actually, Dr. Andrew Weil, he's an MD. He's a more holistically minded MD. Wrote an article, and it is, what is leaky gut? This is 2005. Guys, 2005. Trying to think about where I was at and to think about where, what were you doing in 2005? It's just so crazy. It's such a long time ago. So again, this is not new, but it's new to a lot of people. So leaky gut syndrome is not generally recognized by conventional physicians, but evidence keeps accumulating that is a real condition that affects the lining of the intestines. So the theory is that leaky gut syndrome, which is also known as increased intestinal permeability, is the result of damage to the intestinal lining, making it less able to protect the internal environment as well as to filter needed nutrients and other biological substances. As a consequence, some bacteria and their toxins, incompletely digested fats and proteins, and waste not normally absorbed may, quote-unquote, leak out of the intestines into the bloodstream. This triggers an immune response, which can lead to gastrointestinal problems such as bloating, excessive gas, cramping, fatigue, food sensitivities, joint pain, skin rash, and autoimmunity. So the cause of this syndrome may be chronic inflammation, food sensitivity, damage from taking large amounts of NSAIDs, so we'll kind of go through a little bit that as well. So basically, layman's terms of what I just told you is that you have interlocking joints in your intestines, and those joints are the absolute perfect size to absorb nutrients, right? At the right size. So it has these little tiny itty-bitty doors, right? And it lets these little tiny itty-bitty amounts of nutrients from your food through the intestinal wall, right? And the body goes through the process of absorption, utilization. Now, the problem is if we damage the intestinal lining, what happens is it punches big holes in the gut. So incompletely digested food, toxins, bacteria, waste seep through there. So the body says, well, this is not what I'm supposed to see. This must be a foreign invader. Let's attack it, right? And so the immune system says again, it says, hey, this isn't what we're supposed to see. Let's attack it. And so what happens is over time, the longer that gut stays leaky, the larger and more permeability that the intestines have, the increased rate of leaky gut you see. So we see an immune response, right? So your body sends it out there. The immune says, go. And then we see it as an invader, and the immune says, go. And then another foreign invader, and the immune system says, go. And we just keep doing that, right? So the immune system's like, attack, 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 attack. And finally, it's like, you know what? I'm just going to attack everything. I don't know what I'm supposed to attack anymore. And that's often where you see autoimmunity, right? That's where why is your immune system attacking your own joints? Why is your immune system attacking your body? And this is what we're looking at in terms of leaky gut. So leaky gut may trigger or worsen disorders as Crohn's, celiacs, rheumatoid arthritis, asthma. So this is the kind of stuff that we're talking about again on December 18th. It's a Monday evening. It's at 6:30. It's at our office, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. We will be talking more about the gut-related issues. If you have any of those or know someone who does, you want to be there. It is so important for you to be here. You know, because even people, when we talk about like joint aches, absolutely. Chronic fatigue, absolutely. When you're talking about gas and cramping in the belly, yep. Skin rashes, oh my gosh. The skin is just a picture of your inside, which is why we can take steroids and we can take topical creams, but typically never gets rid of what's causing the problem, right? It's just masking the symptoms. You put a little cream on your rash, the rash subsides, guess what comes right back? Because was that rash ever caused by a lack of steroid cream? No. So then why is that the answer? Right? So what are some reasons why your gut may be leaky? So if you look at different antibiotics can cause leaky gut, radiation therapy, cytotoxic drugs, chemotherapy, radiation, excessive alcohol consumption, compromised immunity, large amounts of NSAID. So people who are taking Tylenol, ibuprofen, right? Those cause leaky gut. Here's what's interesting. If you have food sensitivities, so say you have food allergies, well, I'm just sensitive to dairy. I'm sensitive. That's oftentimes a sign of underlying leaky gut. Because what happens, again, we talked about if we have the perfect intestinal lining, then the perfect amount and the perfect size food particles go through and absorbed into the body. If it's larger, we see these other pieces. So say you eat chicken all the time, right? So you eat chicken and you eat chicken, and then all of a sudden your body's like, hey, I keep seeing this chicken floating around in my bloodstream. This must be foreign. Attack it. So you attack it. So when the body's like, what's a food sensitivity? What's a food allergy? An allergy is your body's immune response to a harmless chemical or substance. There's nothing wrong with chicken. So why are you allergic to it? Oh, well, you know, no. Oftentimes it's underlying leaky gut. And what happens is the longer that you ignore that leaky gut, again, that's where you start to see the body start attacking itself. It's kind of a cycle. When you look at leaky gut and autoimmune. So what you'll see is there'll be intestinal inflammation of the lining of the intestines, the gut lining. You'll start to see a decreased amount of nutrient absorption. You'll see an immune response. You'll see gastrointestinal issues, multiple food intolerances, food allergies, and then it goes to an autoimmune. This is what we talked about, increased intestinal hyperpermeability. So what do we do, right? What are some signs? So here are some signs that you need to be at gut check on December 18th at 6:30. If you have bloating, food sensitivities, thyroid condition, fatigue, joint pain, headaches, skin issues, rosacea, acne, digestive problems, weight gain. Those are all reasons why you need to be sitting there. Now, again, there are specific tests that we do in the office that can test you to say, hey, do you have bacteria overgrowth? Do you have SIBO? It stands for small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. Do you have leaky gut? Do you have yeast or candida? Do you have tons of people are taking probiotics, which I have my own personal opinion about probiotics, but I've taken a lot of people off of probiotics because you're taking the same probiotic for months at a time of the same strand where there's literally tens of thousands of strands. And we're taking 15 of the same strand for the last month. So what you can make a good thing bad, right? So what happens is that we are having an overgrowth of good bacteria, which is then turning it bad, right? So there are some other reasons that might be a cause for your gut to be disrupted. We're going to talk about two of them next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. To schedule an appointment, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. So my mind got away from me a little bit. You ever just start talking and your brain tells you to talk, but then your other part of your brain's actually thinking about all these other things? So I'm leaving in a couple days. I'm going down to Naples, Florida for a leadership conference that I was invited to, hand-selected for. And so it's always awesome to be able to kind of get with some of the top leaders in health throughout the country and really be able to brainstorm where we're going, what does 2018 look like, and just celebrate a lot of our really great wins and get another drug-free warrior bin, because people are working with their medical doctors and they're getting to the point now where they realize, hey, we can start making these great, awesome, more holistic changes. And when we do co-care with their medical provider, you know, MD, DO, physician's assistant, PA, whatever, they really start to see results. And that's one of the things that I want to share with you. So I have a patient. Her name is Tammy. Tammy's a patient that's been under care in our office now and saw awesome, phenomenal results in terms of chiropractic care, but went through some life events where she just really started this downward spiral. And I feel like we've probably all been there where you're just like, I just have a hold of nothing in terms of my life, including my health. And so we told her that she should do some additional testing. Right. And she did and saw phenomenal results. So I asked if she would share her story. So this is Tammy.
I started chiropractic care about 4 years ago because I was feeling very ill, tired all the time, achy. I just didn't have any energy. I've been sick my whole life, basically. And I started chiropractic care and I started feeling a big difference probably about 2 months into it. And I started on the vitamins and the nutrition supplements and the protein shakes. Felt wonderful. Then probably in the last 6 or 7 months, I started feeling kind of down, depressed, low energy, things like that. So I talked to Dr. Leanne and I decided to do the metabolics test. And I found out that I was low on certain things and high on others, and I had no idea. I thought I was taking everything that I was supposed to. And so I was so thankful that I went ahead and took this step because it's what I needed to get over what I was going through. You don't really feel bad until you just really feel bad. And then you're like, wait a minute, I was feeling so good. What happened? So I had to take that extra step, and I am so thankful I did. I did it approximately 3 weeks ago. I'm down 8 pounds as of today, and I feel great. I have so much energy. I don't know what to do with it all. Probably could do some extra cleaning and things like that, I'm sure. But anyway, we'll work on that. I have to keep my mind up to where my body is now feeling, because my body's just so confused because it feels so good. And so I just want to keep that up. I found out that I was, like I said, low on certain things that I had no idea I was even having issues with. And it's just amazing, like, once you fill in the gaps with these extra, the vitamins that, you know, it shows you're low, and Dr. Leanne gets those vitamins, gets them in your hands, and you start taking them, and then you just feel where your body's filling in that gap, and it is incredible. So if you have any doubts, please don't hesitate, because she can guess what you need, but until you actually have those labs to see what your body needs, you have no clue what you're missing. So please, if you, like I said, if you have any doubts, you deserve it for yourself to feel better. Go for the labs. You will feel great, feel wonderful, and it will change your life. Do it today.
So if you want more information, it is something that we are going to talk about at our Gut Check event, December 18th at 6:30. It's in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So that's Greenwood Family Chiropractic. If you want more information, if you can't make it, you can send an email. We're greenwoodfamilychiropractic@gmail.com to kind of figure out a little bit more. If you want to have more energy, mental clarity, that's exactly what we do in the office. That's when you look at the person as a whole, that's what we're able to do. Now, there may be a couple different reasons why your gut's feeling like this. So one, oftentimes, the most common infections that I see when we test individuals, one is candida or yeast overgrowth. And the other one is SIBO, S-I-B-O, small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. So when you have the proper bacteria, the good bacteria, it keeps yeast levels in check. When the bacteria is out of balance, oftentimes, whether it be following rounds of antibiotic, drinking too much alcohol, eating a diet high in refined carbohydrates, the use of long-term birth control pills, it literally sounds like exactly who I embodied in college, which is why I had yeast and candida overgrowth. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I was always sick on tons of antibiotics. I drank too much alcohol. I had tons of refined carbohydrates. I was on birth control pills, and yeast laid rampant in my body. I always remember looking at people's tongues and thinking, I wonder how they got their tongue that pink, because mine was white. It was covered white, and it was candida. And I didn't know that at the time, because I was just an undergraduate for pre-medicine. So the yeast becomes too numerous. You're feeding it. It not only coats the lining of your tongue, but it also coats the lining of your intestinal tract. So it suppresses your ability to make or excrete things like serotonin, absorb nutrients. It also affects your brain and your mood by producing chemicals that are directly toxic to the brain. So again, when people are looking at, you know, just having more energy, better mood, something to look at directly is your gut. So similarly, SIBO occurs when the bacteria in your gut gets out of balance and has a bunch of overgrowth. Same reasons why. Most common, diet high in sugar, refined carbohydrates, alcohol, all of those have an impact on your gut. There was actually a clinical study that they did in terms of trying to balance out bacteria in the gut of mice with dietary changes, antibiotics, probiotics. They actually found that animals' personalities and behaviors changed. So think about this as a mom. Say you have a kid who is sick growing up, tons of ear infections, right? We have them on, you know, teethers, grains, they're not eating well, and they have personality and behavior problems. Do you think that some of it might come from the gut? If you've ever heard, there's actually something called GAPS. It's gut and psychology syndrome. So it looks at the connections between the functioning of the digestive system and the brain itself, especially in terms of adults with neurological and psychiatric conditions, kids on the autistic spectrum, ADD, ADHD, schizophrenia, dyslexia, depression, OCD, bipolar. Gut and psychology syndrome is actually one thing that looks at that. But again, it just goes to show more education about the gut and the brain. So another one too is obviously diet. That's one of the things they changed in the mice. You know, going through more of the schooling, it was interesting because dairy often will contain a protein called casein. It's one of the things. Our protein, our whey protein in the office is casein-free for this specific reason. Wheat, barley, rye all contains gluten. And so these are can have a massive disruption on your intestinal system. So especially with, I had a patient the other day who said, we're talking about bread. And I'm like, you know, gluten, we've got all those joint aches and pains. They really are connected. You have to change your diet. And she said, I make the best bread ever. And she said, in the Bible, it says break bread. And I said, absolutely it does. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. But the type of bread that we're consuming and eating now is completely different than the bread that they talked about in the Bible. Gluten is something that's often wasn't in excess in terms of biblical days. When you break bread, it was dry, it was flaky. We're not talking about this Subway bread or this bread that so easily just tears apart, right? You can spread butter on it. It's not the same. This is not the same. So, but again, the more that we inflame our guts through gluten, certain types of dairy, soy, corn, the more we inflame our gut, it leads to leaky gut, which leads to more inflammation in our brain. And then so you see, so it's this whole big cycle. So there's a way that you can heal it. And I'd love to tell you about that today, but we don't have enough time. So that is something that we will cover at our gut check event. It's December 18th. It's at 6:30. It is in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Seating is limited, and I will tell you, this is one that will fill up fast. So it's a Monday evening in our office. In order to register, you can go to our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. At the top bar, there's events. If you click on the events page, you will see on Monday, December 18th, Gut Check Workshop, 6:30 in our office. So get registered, get signed up, because this is going to be one that will radically change your life. And the event is free. The only thing you have to make sure is that you register so that we have enough seats and let you know if you need to be put on a waiting list. So it's so great to be able to educate you more about your body, how it works and functions, and how we get that to be at its 100% best. You were designed to be perfect, but if there's interference, whether it be leaky gut, candida yeast, let's take care of that so you can get back to where your body was designed to be, functioning and healing at 100% every time. Thanks so much for tuning in. I look forward to next week and seeing you at our Gut Check Workshop. Always remember, though, that your power is on.